You know that that highly specific knot in your stomach that forms right before you open your investment portfolio, or like when you check your monthly cash flow.
Oh, yeah, the dread. It's very real.
Right.
Yeah.
And it isn't just a fear of bad news, you know, it's honestly a symptom of profound decision fatigue,
Absolutely.
because you're just staring at this dashboard of like compounding interest rates, asset allocations, macroeconomic trends.
Just a wall of numbers.
Exactly, an algorithmic forecast. And you're trying to parse what it all actually means for your daily life. And I mean, for most of us, managing that level of complexity while trying to plan decades into the future, well, it feels less like wealth building and more like trying to perform advanced calculus in a foreign language.
Yeah, I mean, that anxiety really stems from a massive imbalance between the stakes and the tooling. The
Right.
stakes are incredibly high, you know, it's
Yeah.
your future financial security. But the traditional tools, the instruction manuals we're given, they are remarkably opaque.
They really are.
We are operating in this financial ecosystem that expects the average consumer to synthesize global market volatility with their own personal liquidity needs. And frankly, that is a computational task, not a human one.
Which perfectly exposes the core tension we are tackling in today's deep dive. We are looking at the back-end architecture, the core documentation, and really the underlying philosophy of a platform called WealthWise AI.
Right.
So the materials we have claim this platform has built an intelligent engine to eliminate that financial anxiety entirely.
A bold claim.
Very bold.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to dissect what this platform actually does mechanically, how it claims to rewire the financial landscape specifically for young professionals, and what it truly means to hand over the analytical reins to an artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
It is. I mean, if you think about legacy financial data, it's essentially just a massive spreadsheet of raw coordinates, right? It tells you where the data points are, but it offers zero navigation. And WealthWise AI is aiming to be the turn-by-turn GPS. It intends to ingest those raw coordinates and output what they call everyday clarity.
Everyday clarity, yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the platform's core mission. The documentation states their objective is to empower individuals to make smarter decisions by making advanced, data-driven insights simple, personalized, and accessible.
You know, what's fascinating here is the specific targeting of young professionals combined with that promise of personalized data.
Why that specific demographic, though?
Well, when you evaluate the broader landscape of personal finance, the advice is notoriously generic, right?
Oh, for sure.
The standard playbook just tells you to save 20% of your income, hold a 6-month emergency fund, and you know, just invest in a standard target date index fund.
Right. The same old advice.
Exactly. But the mathematical reality of a young professional's life is entirely nonlinear. I mean, they might be managing high-interest student loan debt while simultaneously navigating this crazy housing market and experiencing rapid, uneven jumps in salary.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's messy.
Very messy. So targeting this demographic is crucial because generic heuristic advice statistically fails when it's applied to a complex, highly variable individual cash flow. So WealthWise AI is positioning itself to replace broad heuristics with basically deterministic, individualized modeling.
Okay, I understand the need for individualized models,
Yeah.
definitely. But looking closely at their terminology, I have to push back a little on how they claim to achieve this.
Okay, how so?
Well, the platform promises everyday clarity, right?
Okay.
But in the exact same sentence, it advertises advanced data-driven insights.
Right.
And to a user who's already experiencing decision fatigue, advanced data-driven insights sound like the exact opposite of simple.
It sounds like more work.
Exactly. It sounds like an overwhelming amount of raw math. So how does an algorithmic engine actually bridge that specific gap without just dumping a thicker, more complicated spreadsheet onto the user's dashboard?
Yeah, that is the fundamental engineering challenge of any consumer-facing AI. It's that distinction between raw data and actionable insight.
Right.
Because if the engine simply processes, say, open banking API feeds faster, and then presents the user with a 50-variable regression analysis of their spending,
Which would be a nightmare.
it's a total nightmare. If it does that, the product has failed. The mechanism of bridging that gap relies entirely on cognitive offloading.
Cognitive offloading, meaning.
I mean, the AI is designed to do all the heavy quantitative lifting entirely behind the scenes in an abstraction layer.
Oh, I see.
It ingests the complex data, the real-time market valuations, the predictive modeling of your future cash flow, your historical transaction behavior, and it synthesizes all of that into a single binary directive.
So it hides the math.
Exactly. It doesn't show you the algorithmic sausage making. It simply translates the complex why into a highly legible what now.
Okay, so it operates a lot like the dashboard of a modern car, then.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You don't need to see the real-time telemetry of the fuel injection system, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just need the light that tells you to get gas in the next 30 miles.
Precisely.
But having a macro-level GPS or a sleek dashboard is completely useless if the user is constantly bleeding capital on microtransactions.
Oh, absolutely. The day-to-day is where things fall apart.
Exactly. That daily friction is where most financial plans fail, which forces us to look at how Wealthwise AI addresses day-to-day money management.
Right. Let's get into the nuts and bolts.
So the documentation highlights two main daily features. First, there's personalized budgeting, which utilizes automated tracking and smart allocation to help you, and I'm quoting here, stay within your means while maximizing savings.
Mm.
And second, there's an AI financial assistant, pitched as a 247 instant advice engine for complex money questions.
Yeah, so the crucial distinction to make with their personalized budgeting tool is the shift from retroactive reporting to predictive modeling.
Okay, break that down.
Well, traditional budgeting applications, like the ones you and I have probably used in the past, they are entirely retroactive.
Right, they just tell you what you already did.
Exactly. They categorize your transactions after they happen. They send you an alert at the end of the month telling you, hey, you overspent on dining out.
Which is incredibly frustrating.
It is, because that is autopsying a financial mistake, not preventing one. Wealthwise AI's architecture implies a predictive model.
Okay.
By analyzing your historical recurring transactions and projecting your variable spending based on calendar patterns, the engine attempts to forecast your end-of-month cash balances weeks in advance. It's dynamically reallocating capital before a deficit even occurs.
See, that predictive element sounds theoretically powerful.
Mm.
But this phrase, smart allocation, designed to maximize savings, that reveals a potential friction point for the user.
You think so?
Yeah, because automated modeling is one thing, but an algorithm aggressively maximizing savings. That sounds a bit like an AI putting you on a strict punitive financial diet.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Because human beings are not perfectly rational economic actors,
right?
Sometimes we absorb a surge in discretionary spending. We buy concert tickets, or we book an unplanned weekend trip.
Of course, life happens.
Right. So does this engine just become a scolding algorithm in your pocket, sending you notifications that you are compromising your retirement because of a single spontaneous purchase?
I think you are anthropomorphizing the technology a bit too much there, assuming it operates with a punitive mindset.
Okay.
Because a truly sophisticated algorithmic allocator doesn't scold.
Yeah.
It engages in dynamic weighting.
Dynamic weighting.
Yeah. Think of it less like a strict 1950s schoolmaster and more like the automated ballast system of a massive cargo ship.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison.
Right. So as weight shifts unpredictably on the deck, which in this case is your spontaneous weekend trip, the ballast system invisibly and continuously pumps water from one side of the hull to the other to keep the vessel upright.
Right. Oh.
So if the AI recognizes an anomalous spike in your discretionary spending, it shouldn't lock your accounts or yell at you. It should instantly recalculate the optimal path forward. Maybe it slightly reduces your automated microinvestments for the next 2 weeks to absorb the shock.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, it keeps your baseline liquidity intact without requiring you to manually adjust your lifestyle.
Oh, wow. Okay. That structural analogy, that actually clarifies the mechanics perfectly. It's really about accommodating human behavior through invisible mathematical adjustments, rather than forcing the human to behave like a machine.
Exactly.
Which really contextualizes the second daily feature, the AI financial assistant. If the smart allocation is the silent ballast system, the assistant is the interface you can actually interrogate.
Cool.
The documentation says it answers complex money questions 24/7. But, I mean, we have all interacted with generic chatbots that hallucinate answers or just lazily link to FAQ pages.
Oh, the worst. Here's a link that doesn't help.
Right. So what actually makes this one different?
The key differentiator here is data localization. A standard financial chatbot is essentially just a generic large language model trained on public financial literature, right?
Yeah.
It gives you broad advice because it doesn't actually know you. But the Wealthwise AI assistant, according to their framework, operates on a localized model that has persistent read access to the live API feeds of your specific bank accounts, your investment portfolios, and your credit facilities.
Oh, so it sees everything in real time.
Everything. So if you ask it, hey, can I afford a $300 car repair this week? It isn't guessing. It is running a real-time query against your projected cash flow for the next 14 days. It's factoring in your upcoming utility bills, and it's providing a deterministic yes or no based on your exact liquidity.
That's incredibly specific.
It bridges the gap between general financial literacy and immediate hyper-personalized execution.
But, you know, stabilizing the ship day-to-day and answering immediate liquidity questions, that is really only baseline survival, right?
Rare.
And the documentation quickly shifts focus to actual long-term wealth generation. This brings us to their future-focused capabilities.
The big picture stuff.
Exactly. They detail a feature called Smart Investment Guidance, where the AI analyzes broader market trends alongside the user's specific risk profile to recommend high-growth opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Crucially, they pair this with a financial roadmap generator, which they claim visualizes long-term wealth building with a plan that evolves as your career and life change.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the emphasis on an evolving, dynamic roadmap, that is the core value proposition of the entire platform.
Really? More than the daily budgeting?
I think so. Because traditional financial planning relies heavily on static Monte Carlo simulations. An advisor plugs your current salary, savings rate, and target retirement age into a model, prints out a binder, and tells you to just stick to the plan.
And put the binder on a shelf.
Right. But as we established, young professionals have highly volatile, non-static lives.
Yeah.
They transition from W-2 corporate jobs to a 2099 freelance roles. They relocate to cities with wildly different tax burdens. They experience sudden shifts in risk tolerance based on macroeconomic shock.
It's constantly shifting.
Right. So a static projection breaks the literal moment the user's reality diverges from the initial inputs.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. When I review the mechanics of this financial roadmap generator, it functions almost exactly like a dynamic video game skill tree.
Oh, I like that comparison. How so?
Well, in an RPG, you start with base stats, right?
Yeah.
You tell the game your main quest. Maybe for a user, it's retiring at 50 or buying commercial real estate by 35. And the engine maps the optimal path. But then your character levels up. Or, even more importantly, you decide to completely respect your character. Let's say you take a temporary 50% pay cut to join an early stage startup, acquiring equity instead of cash.
A huge variable.
Huge. A static financial plan would just flash, game over, trajectory failed.
Yep.
But this AI engine instantly recalculates the entire skill tree. It adjusts your liquidity buffers, alters your sequence of returns risk, and plots the new mathematically optimal route to the main quest based strictly on your updated stats.
That's a fantastic way to visualize it.
It takes the terrifying opacity of compounding wealth and turns it into a continuous interactive recalculation.
And that visualization accurately reflects the underlying computational process too. Because when you change jobs or alter your income structure, your risk parity fundamentally shifts.
Right.
The algorithm detects this delta and continuously rebalances the portfolio to match the new trajectory. And honestly, the psychological benefit of visualizing it this way cannot be overstated.
I mean,
by rendering complex quantitative adjustments as a dynamic, responsive roadmap, it gamifies long-term planning productively. It provides the user with an immediate sense of agency.
Oh, because they can see the impact instantly.
Yes. If you artificially tweak your risk profile in the interface, you can instantly see how the end nodes of your roadmap shift decades into the future. It transforms abstract actuarial science into a tangible, interactive feedback loop.
Which makes the origins of this platform somewhat jarring.
Yeah, this is the curveball.
It really is. We've just spent a considerable amount of time dissecting an incredibly sophisticated, predictive, API-ingesting, dynamic roadmap-generating artificial intelligence.
It's a mouthful, but yes.
You would assume this kind of institutional-grade algorithmic power is being deployed from, like, a server farm in Silicon Valley or bankrolled by a massive legacy financial institution in Manhattan.
You'd think so, definitely.
But when we look at the actual roots of Wealthwise AI in the documentation, the physical footprint is located at the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida.
Yeah.
Furthermore, the official contact method is just a standard public email provider, wealthwiseai@gmail.com, and the copyright is explicitly marked as 2026.
It is a striking juxtaposition.
Very.
On one side of the ledger, you have the promise of an elite, hyper-advanced quant engine capable of executing complex behavioral economic strategies.
Right.
And on the other side, you have the remarkably lean, almost grassroots infrastructure of a university address and a free Gmail account.
It's bizarre.
It is, but what this strongly implies is a platform that is currently in a highly concentrated academic incubator phase.
Oh, okay.
The 2026 copyright places us firmly in a mature era of artificial intelligence. It suggests the core algorithmic models, the heavy lifting of the predictive cash flow and dynamic risk parity, they're likely built on existing powerful open source frameworks.
So they don't need the massive corporate overhead.
Exactly. It requires deep mathematical talent rather than a $1 billion server budget.
Okay, but what does that specific infrastructure mean for the end user? I mean, put yourself in the shoes of the young professional they're targeting. You are being asked to connect the API feeds of your entire financial existence,
everything you own,
to an engine operating out of a university incubator that handles customer support through a Gmail address.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
Does that academic startup nature make it feel more approachable, or does it trigger massive hesitation about institutional security and data custody?
Well, it exposes a fundamental dichotomy in modern fintech, the tension between cutting-edge innovation and institutional trust.
Definitely.
Because for a specific subset of users, legacy Wall Street institutions are viewed with deep skepticism, right? They're seen as slow, exclusionary, and burdened by hidden fee structures.
Oh, absolutely.
To those users, a lean, university-backed algorithmic tool feels incredibly agile. It feels like pure mathematics devoid of corporate upselling. And that academic connection to the University of Miami lends a specific type of intellectual rigor to the quant models themselves.
That makes sense.
However, finance is ultimately an industry built entirely on trust and security.
Right. At the end of the day, it's your money.
Exactly. Relying on a lean beta stage tech stack for the custody or routing of high growth investments will inevitably introduce friction for users who require the guaranteed stability, compliance frameworks, and insured backing of a legacy bank.
They want the big vault.
They want the vault. It forces the user to decide if they trust the pure logic of the algorithm more than the vaulted ceilings of a traditional institution.
It is the ultimate test of early adoption, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're basically trading the polished veneer of a legacy bank for the raw, unmitigated computational power of an academic quant model.
Precisely.
Okay, let's pull back and synthesize exactly what we have extracted from the Wealthwise AI documentation today.
Let's do it.
At its architectural core, this platform is a predictive intelligence engine designed to abstract the immense complexity of modern finance for young professionals. Mm. It replaces retroactive autopsies with predictive modeling, utilizing dynamic weighting our ship's ballast, as you said, to manage daily cash flow without enforcing punitive behavioral diets.
Right.
It deploys a localized API-integrated assistant to provide deterministic answers to immediate liquidity questions. And it replaces the brittle, static Monte Carlo simulations of the past with a continuous, constantly recalculating roadmap that adapts to the volatile realities of a modern career.
Spot on.
And it is attempting all of this not from a Wall Street tower, but from a lean academic incubator in Florida.
You know, the prevailing current running through every single feature we've discussed today is the democratization of synthesis.
The democratization of synthesis.
We are no longer living in an era defined by a lack of financial data. We are living in an era paralyzed by an overwhelming abundance of it.
We're drowning in it.
We are. Raw telemetry without an abstraction layer is merely noise. The true utility of Wealthwise AI, and really the broader shift toward algorithmic wealth management, is the capacity to process millions of data points and output the exact everyday clarity required to execute a decision.
Just giving you what you need to know.
Exactly. The engine's purpose is not to teach you the complex mechanics of the financial markets, but to navigate them on your behalf seamlessly.
Which leaves us with a final, somewhat provocative mechanic to consider. Wealthwise AI is designed to seamlessly bridge the gap between infinite data and binary decisions.
Right.
It acts as the ultimate cognitive offloading tool, tracking the budget, analyzing the risk parity, and instantly recalculating the life roadmap so you just don't have to.
Taking the weight off.
But if an artificial intelligence is operating continuously in the background, making every mathematical adjustment and absorbing all the friction, what happens to our own internal financial intuition?
That is a great question.
Right. Think back to our turn-by-turn GPS analogy earlier. If you only ever drive using the navigation system, you never actually map the streets of your own city in your mind.
You never learn the route.
Exactly. If we fully integrate platforms like this into our lives, do we ultimately learn how money works on a deeper level? Or do we simply condition ourselves to blindly trust the engine? It is something to seriously weigh the next time you let an algorithm calculate the trajectory of your future.